Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The first 11 verses of Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 51 are a broad, all-encompassing promise of deliverance. Deliverance from all three of those enemies and obstacles that the church would face. The ones Isaiah has been talking about throughout his entire book. Deliverance for the captive people of Israel from Babylon. Deliverance for sinners from the weight of sin through the Messiah's first coming. And deliverance from every evil that the church faces through the Messiah's second coming. All this Isaiah prophesies in these 11 verses. He begins, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord." So the Lord, Yahweh, calls out, but he doesn't call out to everyone in the world. He calls out to you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. If you want to go on living in sin and unrighteousness, if you want to seek some other God, these comforting words of deliverance aren't for you. But if what you want is to pursue what is right, to be counted righteous by God and to live righteously before your God, if you are among those who repent of your sins and are determined to have the Lord as your God and Savior, then listen, He has great comfort for you. "Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him." The rock or the quarry from which you were taken, he's talking to those who came from Abraham. And that applies equally to those who came from Abraham physically as his physical descendants and to those who come from Abraham spiritually as his spiritual descendants who believe in his great son, the Christ. Abraham and Sarah were the physical parents of all the Old Testament people of Israel. And they are the spiritual parents of all believers in Christ Jesus. You remember Abraham's condition when the Lord called him out of the land of Babylon, that is, out of Ur of the Chaldeans, which is Babylon. He and Sarah were childless, and they remained childless for the next 25 years after God called him. But it was on purpose that God called him out of Babylon when he was childless and allowed him to remain childless for so long that it might be unmistakably clear that it was God who would bless him and multiply his descendants, both physical and spiritual descendants, so that the earth, so that heaven itself might be filled with children of Abraham by the Lord's own doing. "For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song." By the time of the Babylonian captivity, Zion, the Old Testament people of Israel, had been reduced to almost nothing. But the Lord would restore them and make them prosper again and rejoice again after their time of punishment was complete. Spiritually, Israel also appeared to be practically dead by the time the Lord Jesus was born. But then the Lord sent the Messiah and His Holy Spirit to breathe new life into them and into all who would believe. The same goes now for the New Testament Church of God. The church looks like a wasteland in these latter days, battered and beaten, like a wilderness that used to be inhabited, but now is practically barren. The Lord also promises to deliver His church and to restore joy and gladness and thanksgiving and the voice of song when Christ comes soon to deliver us. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Again, God speaks to His people. He wants our attention. He promises that a law will go out from Him, and that He will set His justice for a light to the peoples. This is the same language that's used later on in reference to the day of Pentecost, when the law, that is, the teaching of the gospel of Christ, started to go out from Jerusalem to all the nations. God literally brought His righteousness near in the person of Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And He brings His righteousness near every time sinners are brought to faith in Christ and covered in His righteousness as with a garment. His salvation goes out every time the gospel is preached. His arm, His saving arm, judges the peoples, judges between the righteous and the wicked, believer and unbeliever. And the coastlands, that is, the farthest reaches of the earth, hope for Christ and for His salvation. That's all the more true as we witness our world going down the toilet. So many lies, so much mockery of God, so much depravity and wickedness fills the world. The world that, to a large degree, welcomed the preaching of the gospel when it first went out, is now rejecting it more loudly, more angrily than ever before. But Isaiah's prophecy includes the final judgment and the final salvation that God will bring to His church, and the Lord wants us, His people, to take comfort in it. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. Look all around you, everything you see in this room, out the window, across the valley, up in the heavens. All of it is soon to vanish. All of it is soon to disappear. Nothing you own will last. Your body won't last. None of your enemies and those who oppose God will last either. But here God promises His people an eternal salvation that will last after this world wears out, an everlasting home and a place at His table. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Again, the Lord calls out to believers, to those who have the law written in their hearts, who truly believe the gospel and seek to live according to God's commandments from the heart. He says, fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. Now that is some important advice that we need to pay attention to, especially in our times. So often Christians fail to do the right thing or to say the right thing, not because we don't know what the right thing is, but because we're afraid of how people are going to react. We're afraid they're going to make fun of us or get angry with us. We allow ourselves to be crushed by the thought of other people's disapproval or disagreement. But when it comes to right versus wrong, true versus false, we have the Lord God on our side who holds the future in His hands. We have no reason in the universe to fear the scorn of men. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Here Isaiah joyfully calls on the Lord to carry out the promised deliverance. He speaks directly to the arm of the Lord. Awake, awake, O arm of the Lord, he cries, referring back to the great deliverance that the arm of the Lord carried out for Israel in leading them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, which He dried up before them. Rahab is the word used here for Egypt. Earlier in Isaiah's prophecy, he defines that name Rahab as a term for the Egyptians. Moses, back in Exodus chapter 15, spoke of the arm of the Lord that had brought them safely across the Red Sea and had destroyed the Egyptians before them. Here, Isaiah promises that that same sort of deliverance, even a greater deliverance, will be done for the people of Israel. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Much like John said in the book of Revelation, that those who stand before the Lamb in the throne room of heaven will have every tear wiped away from their eyes. Isaiah pictures it all. The arm of the Lord sweeping away the Babylonians and shepherding His people safely back to their land. The arm of the Lord smashing Satan and all his demons and shepherding His people safely into the kingdom of His church. The arm of the Lord defending His people from every earthly enemy and from all the wickedness here, and shepherding us with His arm safely into His heavenly kingdom. And so we pray with Isaiah, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Or to put it another way, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.